Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Okay, it's time for the Guide Liverpool with Jay Hyme. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning, mate. You're looking very brown.
Oh, not as brown as you after your Billy Ocean appearance. Let's get on to this. Let's not talk about my holidays. Yes. Let's talk about you and Billy Ocean.
He's a legend. He is a legend. He smashed it on Sunday at the Pierhead. Oh, he was incredible.
River Festival.
Yes.
Hosted by Jay Hines.
Yes.
Who else could host it? Just tell us a little bit about the occasion.
It was a big old event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right along the waterfront, celebrating everything basically that the River Mersey has to offer. So we had lots of water sports on the Albert Dock. We had a guy who was flying on water. We had the tall ships in. There was Thundercat racing along the Mersey. But then my involvement was down on the pierhead. We had the big stage with lots of incredible live music.
You were the voice of it.
The voice.
You were the soundtrack.
It's funny. I was talking to one of our old mates, Chris, Mr. Chambers, yesterday.
Yes.
And he was saying that I could hear my voice right the way down the dock road, annoyingly.
Brilliant.
But it was just brilliant. 250,000 people turned up across the weekend.
Wow.
And on the Sunday alone, 120,000 people. And I've never, ever in all my years seen the pier head that busy. And we've done party at the pier and stuff down there. It was rammed. Because it's free, of course, isn't it?
Yeah,
so people are just going to turn up and people have picnics and the sun was shining. It was roasting hot. Just a great atmosphere. Very proud to be from Liverpool at the weekend. It was incredible.
When the weather's superb and you're down there, there's nowhere better visually, is
it
there?
It was brilliant.
It looks amazing.
You had the air displays on, tons going on the Mersey. It was
just
great.
What were those
great.
Planes? Because it wasn't the Red Arrows. I was away,
but
I saw some pictures.
The Yakovlevs. Yakovlevs air display.
Right.
But they were brilliant. They couldn't fly Saturday because it was a little bit overcast to start with, so they cancelled it Saturday. But on Sunday, they were back out in force and it was brilliant.
Go on, give us some Billy Ocean inside news.
Billy was
great.
How was Billy?
Did you sit down and have a little chat with him afterwards?
Well, I got a selfie with him towards the end of the night, but he was a lovely guy. He really was. He obviously had the big entourage with him and the band was bigger than the stage. But he put on a show. He played for an hour and a half and the crowd just went ballistic for him, which I was a little bit surprised about because it was age ranges from 10 to 90 down at the Pierhead. Everyone seemed to know his music. Everyone seemed to know Billy. And of course, he'd done all the classic tunes. It was just an incredible end to a great weekend when Billy Ocean came on. But before Billy, we had some other legends. We had The Real Thing on stage, who also smashed it. Obviously, Liverpool legend. And I spoke to Eddie about how they've lasted so long in the industry.
Anybody in this business will tell you that it's like being paid to do something that you actually love it to do, and it's a buzz, you know. When it stops being a buzz, that's the time to stop. I don't think I could do this just for the money alone. I mean, I couldn't do it.
They can't ever stop. Yeah, honestly, it's like professional sports people. Mm. They can't ever stop.
No.
They're addicted to it.
But they do. They look so fit and they're getting on a bit now, the lads from The Real Thing, and they smashed it. They're really better than some of the young artists that were on. Mm. But it was funny as he was saying that about the money, his bandmates were in the background saying, "What? Come on!" but they were great, and again, they've done all the classic tunes. And people love them in this city. They adore The Real Thing. Mm. But there was a guy on who, a local act, well, he's not local, he's from the USA. He's moved over to Liverpool. And he's in Lipa. His name is Jalen Nagonda. He was on Saturday and everyone is talking about him. And this is just a little bit of one of his songs.
You know you make me wanna holler when you call my name. Oh, I holler, and it starts a flame.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Let's get on to some stuff that's coming up. Is it Disney Magic Day soon?
It is. Disney Magic. It's back on the Mersey on Sunday. A lot of excitement about this around the city. 12 p.m. until 6. I think it gets in around 10 a.m. in the morning. I think. Don't hold me to that. But between 12
Hang
and
on,
6.
Hang on, this is a cruise, first
this
of all.
A cruise liner. Yes.
Yeah, this is a cruise coming in.
Cruise ship. We spoke about it a lot on this slot before.
Absolutely. It's going to park next to the live buildings.
Yes.
Is that what you do with a cruise liner? You park it? You do? Dock it.
Dock it, that's it.
Yeah. And actually, some of the characters are coming off the boat.
Well, actually, no.
Oh, are they not?
Yeah, I've been told off for saying that. They're not. The characters stay on board where they've got to.
Right.
All working hard on board. And the public can't actually get onto the boat. A lot of people think that you can go and have a little tour. You can't do that. But there is tons happening. The Ganga Culture Liverpool have put a whole array of stuff on the pier head to welcome in passengers and to create a bit of excitement. So there's all sorts going on. They've got a magic garden down there for the kids with potting sheds and toadstools. They've got an open-air cinema which is going to play Frozen and Toy Story. They want people to dress up so you can turn up and dress up as your favourite character. And then Claire Simo will be hosting the day for the Guide Liverpool as well.
Dressed as Cinderella.
Dressed as God knows what. They've got live music. The Royal Marines are there doing a big Disney performance. But the big thing is that, all that entertainment finishes at 6, but then go into town, grab some food, get on back over to the pierhead because the fireworks happen at around 10 past, quarter past 10 on Sunday night, and they see off Disney magic in true Liverpool style. So it will be incredible.
Right, so you won't see Mickey Mouse. Let's just clarify this. Mickey will not be down there.
You'll
see
wandering around at the
pierhead.
You'll see a lot of bad versions of Mickey dressed up. You know, a lot of Scouse dads thinking they look like him, but you won't see the real Mickey. He's got to stay on board.
But you'll see the real Cinderella, which is fairy.
Fairy
godmother, Simo. Right, so Disney, who have you spoken to here?
So we spoke to Robin from Culture Liverpool, who told us a little bit more about the day.
The city putting this event on just to kind of welcome Disney really for the first time, and also because we know it's going to be such a big draw for people anyway, we really want to make sure there's loads of stuff for them to do. You know, it's not like you can get onto the ship and spend time, you know, absolutely.
We're not going to be seeing like the parades and characters on the pierhead over in Florida, but it will be magical.
No, it'll be magical, and I think just seeing the ship itself is a real, you know, sight and spectacle.
I was excited when I saw the ship the other week when it came in.
It does look amazing. Some of the things, I'd love to go on it, but unfortunately that day we're not allowed.
Okay, all right, let's shift on. What have we got next?
We got something happening at the Empire this week, and I thought of you with this. Again, it's 60s music, Steve. but this is the early 60s in the United States, that type of music being celebrated on the Empire stage. There's a show called Save the Last Dance on. If you've seen Dreamcoat and Petticoat, that type of...
Well, funnily enough, I haven't seen that one.
Have you not? I thought you were going to say you have then.
Tuppence Across the Mersey.
Nothing like that, no. This is proper 60s magic. Right. So it's songs like Viva Las Vegas, and it's about the US Navy back in the 60s. Anthony Costa of Blue. Remember Blue?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anthony Costa. I met him yesterday on stage. There's an interview online, and I spoke to him about the plot.
In the early 60s, interracial relationships was very much frowned upon. You know, it was... There's a lot of prejudice, a lot of racism, a lot of ignorance. And it's just about their journey on how they get through it. It's a do they or don't they stay together. So it keeps the audience on their toes. But the good thing is it's got some great music in it.
You've got to laugh, right? These lads, they're putting a band like 911 or Blue, aren't they? They've got obviously no concept of what's going on in the world whatsoever. They're just lads who want to go out on tour, get up the pop charts, you know, meet lots of girls. And then all of a sudden, they all end up on stage.
But they're loving it.
No, they're lovely lads. They all end up on stage.
But they're loving being on stage.
Oh, yeah. And you hear him there talking really deep about the plot line. You're thinking, 15 years ago, pal, all you were interested in.
Well, I was asking him about that, actually. And he was saying he really misses the lads, but he's loving being in musicals now. But they had a big night out in Liverpool, apparently, on the first night out. So I think he was a little bit hungover, too.
Was he?
But that is on until Saturday. Two shows today, two shows on Saturday, and every evening in between.
All right, a bit of reggae. That's what I like. I've just come back from the Island of Spice. You got the reggae festival on.
Did you hear a lot of reggae over there?
Actually, the Island of Spice is Grenada. I didn't go there, but whatsoever. But I was somewhere near it.
This is called Positive Vibrations, and it happens every year. And it's basically Liverpool's Festival of Reggae. It happens this weekend, and I spoke to Colm from the festival to tell us more.
We love live reggae music, so there's always an emphasis on live reggae bands. We're actually taking it to 2 days for the first time this year. So we're doing the Friday night, which is the 10th of June, and that's going to be very sort of dub heavy. We've got Mad Professor, we've got Trojan Sound System, and a host of like local DJs.
Where is it?
It's at Constellations in the Baltic, which is a great venue. We spoke about that before. That's the Friday. That's quite, you know, rowdy and loud, the Friday night. Some great artists on, as you heard there, Steve. You've heard of all of them, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I like the bit where he said it's going dub heavy.
Isn't that what this show does on a Friday?
This show's always dub heavy.
And then on Saturday, there's a real family focus as well. It's open all day long. Live music again, but great food and drink, record fair, pop-up stores, exhibitions and stuff for the kids to do as well. But they want you to dress bright. So that is the rule of thumb this weekend at the Festival of Reggae. You've got to wear bright clothing. We all love a bit of reggae.
One of those reggae hats.
Yeah,
one of, one
yeah.
of those. You've got what one. You call them bobble hats.
Yeah, didn't you bring one from the? No.
I should have done. Shouldn't I? I love this feature. You've gone from Anthony Costa from Blue singing songs from the early '60s to some fella talking about reggae.
Yeah, well, that's Liverpool, isn't it? Being dub heavy. That's why I love doing this job, because it's just so different every day.
Weekend off for you. You're going away, aren't you?
I'm going to Mallorca.
Is there anything? There's nothing you've missed off then.
Well, there's loads online from the River Festival. Today, we're taking the guy Liverpool to Blackpool for the day to show off Blackpool.
Yeah.
So on a day out, and Elton John plays the Echo Arena on Tuesday as well.
Oh, I love a bit of Elton John. Yeah, Have you seen him? I've never seen him live.
I've seen him at the Echo Arena before. Right. He's incredible. But he just does. He's got so many hits, hasn't he? So you can't go wrong with Elton. And then on Monday, just a heads up, there's a big night of soul. Sorry, on Sunday at the Magnet, celebrating the best in soul music in the city. We've got a big soul scene too. I love his face when I'm talking about these things. He looks at me like I've got a telly on me.
The Guide Liverpool is where you can find all that. You find all the latest interviews. Yourself, you're going to be replaced next week by Claire Simonson.
Yes. We haven't asked her yet. So
no, I'm sure she'll come in and talk about Disney for dressed 10 minutes. Dressed as Tinkerbell. Like Jake, you can find her. What's your Twitter handle as well?
The Twitter is at The Guide Liverpool.
Okay, superstar.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport, and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.